The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Two days before Independence Day. So why not start out this hour of the show by talking about, well, independence, freedom. There is, you know, it's interesting. I remember this from when I was a liberal. And when you understand the opportunities that America really offers you, you understand why it's the greatest country in the world. Now, when you call America the greatest country in the world, liberals, well, you're just, you know, you can't say that. Every country thinks that they're the greatest country in the world. President Obama even dismissed American exceptionalism. I believe in American exceptionalism the way Germans believe in German exceptionalism, which is to say that he believes in nothing when it comes to American exceptionalism. What does make America exceptional? What makes, Mallory's going to attempt to, I'm not even going to say that on the air. What makes America exceptional? What makes you exceptional? Now, we won't get into that. What makes America exceptional? Here's where I think people fail on this. What does make America exceptional? What happens is people try to evaluate it based on the outcome. Well, how do we compare in terms of education? How do we compare in terms of this? Where is America, in what area is America indisputably exceptional to the rest of the world? Some might say military power. Mallory says, not soccer. Well put. And nobody cares. Well, look, America lost to Belgium, my father's home country, yesterday. I am more broken up about the Brewers leaving the bases loaded. It was at the bottom of the seventh, when they had a chance to take the lead against Toronto. That's one game. There are 162 games. I'm ticked off about that, although in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to be that big a deal. It's not like your favorite team lost the Super Bowl or anything like that. But you're right, it's not soccer. What makes America exceptional? The answer is really very easy. We are the freest country in the world. There is no disputing that. That we are is what liberals in some areas think is our weakness. Liberals think we have too much freedom with guns. Liberals now believe we have that conservatives have too much freedom with speech. That's, callers are shedding our own blood for someone else. That is one of the things that, well, that's true. When it, okay, and I would build on that. No other country has ever given charitably to those in need around the world the way the United States has. Yes, but in terms of being the protector of freedom, that's part of being the freest country. Shedding our blood for other countries' freedom is part of being the freest country in the world. We hold the moral responsibility, or we had historically held the responsibility, that we are the keeper of freedom globally. We saw that as the responsibility that comes with being the freest country in the world, that the responsibility to protect freedom everywhere falls on our broad shoulders. Very good point on the point of the caller. But no, we're the freest country in the world. The Constitution of the United States is a unique document. And the freedoms it guarantees, the depth and width of them or breadth of them is beyond anything any other country knows. And it's that is what makes America exceptional. Now, I'm not saying our results haven't been exceptional, but they're the product of that exceptional freedom that we have. But what happens is when you get into a debate with liberals, you start looking at results. And I would still argue by results we're the greatest country in the world. I would still argue that. There is no other keeper of global freedom the way we are, even as President Obama has diminished it. Yeah, there are warts, but liberals tend to focus on the warts. We weren't the freest country in the world as long as there was slavery and Japanese internment and so on. No country is perfect, and that's the other fallacy. The liberals say you're claiming we're perfect. No, but because of our exceptional freedom, we're the greatest country in the world. So where am I going with this? Land of the free? Not so much. American sense of freedom drops, poll finds. Americans are feeling less satisfied with the freedom to choose what to do with their lives, according to a Gallup poll. This is in the Christian Science Monitor, and it makes the case, Graham Slattery, the writer, the trend could be linked to a perceived rise in corruption. This Independence Day, Americans will celebrate the nation's core values, especially freedom. But according to a new international poll, Americans have become significantly less satisfied with the freedom to choose what they want to do with their lives. 79% of U.S. residents are satisfied with their level of freedom. 79%. That is down from 91% in 2006, according to the Gallup survey released yesterday. The 12-point drop pushes the U.S. from among the highest in the world in terms of perceived freedom to 36th place, outside top quartile of the 120 countries sampled, trailing Paraguay, Rwanda, and the autonomous region of Nagorno-Karabakh. All right. Understand, we're not less free than any of those entities. But there is a perceived loss of freedom. Now, what that shows in part is how spoiled we are by the freedom we have. But what would lead to such a drop, a 12-point drop, in the perceived freedom that America's, the perceived level of freedom Americans see? Only 10 nations experience as sharp a drop as the U.S. in terms of satisfaction of citizens with the level of freedom. Egypt, Greece, Italy, Venezuela, Cyprus, the Czech Republic, Romania, Yemen, Pakistan, and Spain. Did they ask people in Ukraine? Among the people most satisfied with their own level of freedom, New Zealanders top the list at 94%, Australians, who come in second at 93%. One possible explanation, this does make sense, that when you say freedom, people think economic freedom. One possible explanation for the sharp decline in the U.S. is that Americans have been feeling constrained by the economy since 2006, and their options have declined in a concrete, material way. If you have less money, and by the way, this is real. If you have less money, you have less freedom. Money, in fact, does buy freedom to this regard. Okay? If you can afford, we all have the freedom of travel. Bill Gates has more freedom of travel than I do because he can get in probably his own personal 747. I don't know what he travels around in. Go anywhere he wants. He has more freedom to own property than I do. You know why? He can afford more property. So money does buy you more freedom. The less money you have in a capitalistic society, yes, to a degree, well, you don't have less freedom. You have the less wherewithal to exercise that freedom. So, yeah, you still have the freedom. I have the same rights as Bill Gates. I don't have the ability to exercise them to the same extent that he does. So with a down economy, I think that's true. Still, the report notes that there are problems with this hypothesis. Self-reported job creation has rebounded. Americans are feeling better about the economy, and spending habits in the U.S. are near their pre-recession levels. Here's the elephant in the room that they want to ignore, that the Christian Science Monitor wants to ignore. People feel less free under President Obama. Now, I know 2006 goes back to the last 2 years of the George W. Bush administration. But I'm sorry, 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, you know, one half, 14, five and a half of those years are the Obama years. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think that's all conservatives that feel that way. I think it's not only a matter of the policies of the Obama years, but the manner in which those policies have been implemented, the usurpation of congressional power. Now, when you have an economy that just refuses to grow to any appreciable degree, while people do feel better, apparently, according to the survey, about the economy, I think that's part of it, but that's not mutually exclusive to the Obama administration. If they're finally realizing that their economic freedom has been limited by the policies of the Obama administration, that it's all related. But I think the philosophical direction that President Obama has taken the country is a big reason for this. I really do. When there's a mass shooting and you're told guns are bad, this is going to impact you. When you're told that you have to be told what to eat and how big a size is soda, and that's Bloomberg, that's not Obama, that you can't smoke here, and now you can't smoke e-cigarettes there, I think in big part this is Nanny Nation taking its toll. I truly believe that. Yeah. A loyal listener writes, Jerry, easy answer. More intrusion of the federal government in our lives. It's an obvious answer. Yet it's one the Christian Science Monitor goes right over their heads. I was not at all surprised. All right. If Mallory can find the crayon report opening, we'll have a crayon report in 5 minutes. It's 9:20.
The Jerry Bader Show.